Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Nika Howard.
Thank you for not picking me first, Michael.
And returning special guest Carly Shields.
Thank you for not picking me when I had a piece of cookie in my mouth, Michael.
And also returning special guest Celeste Conowich.
I wish you had picked me first, but I guess Celeste is okay.
She saved the best for last.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Sexy.
Everybody says it. Is it ever true?
Damn. I don't think we brought this up on the last stream, but I do want to point out that we have some matching happening right now with our crew.
It's great, yeah.
So Carly and I both have tiger shirts on.
Yeah.
And Nika and Celeste both have on Death Save shirts.
Yeah, I recognized it by that awesome cap sleeve thing that they do for Death Save.
Good.
I was like, Nika?
I also have that very same shirt, but not wearing it right now. But Nika and I both bought them at D&D
I'm
Live.
I'm very surprised you aren't wearing it, Jennifer, because I feel like every time we record,
it's either that or the Museum of Death t-shirt that I'm wearing.
Those are good shirts.
I switched it up.
All alone.
Oh, you got a nice little hoodie on.
You and Kit can dress the same.
Yeah. Come on, Kit. Wear a little
He's
hoodie.
He's just laying under the bed like a weird dog.
Damn.
He's in cave mode.
He loves cave mode. What a weird dog.
Me too.
They sent us a picture of him as a puppy the other day, and he did the same thing as a puppy.
So cute. Well, welcome back. We are we're finishing up our little side adventure here, which is exciting. And just off the top, Carly is on, we won't do the full thing like we did last time, because it's a lot, Carly.
Oh yeah, no, you don't need to give my resume, thanks.
but yeah, drinksanddaggers.com, that's a good one to go to. And and check out Carly's podcast, Brute Force.
Please do. We just finished our first story, and it ended very dramatically, and I'm very proud of it.
It was very good. It was very good. So either go binge all of it, or if you're looking for a podcast for the good jumping in point, now's a good time. And that's got Adam Bash from Sayer and my good boy John Caulfield.
Mm-hmm. And Pat.
And some other people.
Some other
I don't
some
know.
Other dear friends of ours.
Hooray.
Yeah. And Celeste is on a podcast called Venture Maidens.
Yes, I am. Yeah, please. If you ever, you know, somehow run out of episodes of Greetings Adventures. And you need something else, check out Venture Maidens. You can find all of our stuff at venturemaidens.com. We also stream our episodes live and then convert them to podcast form. So whatever works for you. I personally am also an author in the RPG world, so you can check out everything I do at celesteconowich.com. I'm a writer for Kobold Press and for Onyx Path, so you can check that out. But celesteconowich.com. Find the sweet, sweet deets. But I'm so happy to be here. Y'all are great.
You're great.
I'm having the best time. This is very girls' bathroom energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Yeah. I love it.
Michael, if you ever want to know what happens, this is
this
it.
Is like what is that? This is the positive energy that you will get in a women's bathroom. Mm-hmm.
We block the door.
They keep telling me to leave the women's bathroom. I think it's very rude.
You just want to be complicated. Michael, you're fantastic. Those glasses really look perfect on your face.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Don't ever change.
Aww.
Never change.
I do really like those glasses.
Aww.
Never change.
All right. Enough of this.
He's like, now I'm uncomfortable. That's enough.
Hey, who wants to roll a d20? How about everybody?
Man. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I forgot about this.
I'm going to roll my heftiest d20.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh God, I got a natural 20. Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Actually good.
Yay!
Unless somebody rolls a natural one.
I got an 18 though, so.
I got a 19.
What?
I got 13, I'm safe.
You're not safe.
Oh shoot, I'm not safe.
Celeste, who would you like to recap last episode?
Oh no, wait, what should I?
You can also choose Michael. He is an option.
That's true.
That's,
okay.
You shouldn't bring that up.
Michael, tell us what happened, because my lady is like, no, you tell us.
She owned you so hard.
We're here to have fun. You're here to do the work.
They're ganging up on me, everyone.
Work, Michael.
That's right.
Why is everything so hard for me, a middle-aged white man?
Oh, no.
All right. So last week, we found our old friends, Aludra and Jayla, in Deep Home, chilling out, talking to their new buddy, a crazy assassin from Galanthus, who has a lot of bloodlust and I guess really wants to kill Adira Harper. And Eckhart Dayhammer was there kind of like saying like, hey, I'm going to talk a lot so that people know what's happening.
Look at my arm. It's so cool. My arm's cool.
Here's why we care about Adira Harper, is what he said. And what do you know? Roz shows up. They've found Adira Harper after all this time. And she's got, and Roth has a new pal with her, which is Ellie Wick.
What up?
What's Ellie Wick's last name?
Oh, Battle Branch. We are a proud yet noble clan. Noble and proud. A subtle combination of the two.
So Eliwick makes a crazy device, and everyone gets transported to Sigil, which is spelled sigil.
Oh, I was wondering if it was a double G or just the one.
I spelled it like Seagal.
Like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
So Carly told me it was pronounced Sigil, and I was like,
oh, no,
Carly, that's...
I am fully prepared to accept that I'm right, except I will never call it anything else, but, and you cannot, I will never change, and that is a promise.
Sigil sounds cool.
Carly called it Sigil, and I was like, Carly, that's ridiculous. It's clearly sigil. And then I went and I looked it up online, and apparently one of the people who was like working at Wizards of the Coast at the time said it real weird, said sigil, and everyone thought it was really funny. And so it's canonically pronounced really dumb.
Wow.
So, yeah. Vindicated.
I'm into it. I like it.
It kind of sounds like that's our brand of doing things too.
This is stupid. Let's keep doing
it. I mean, sigil does sound, you know, fantasy as hell, I guess.
But apparently
unlike drag, if you go listen to the Dragon Talk where they talk about it, Chris Perkins says sigil and everything. So.
Yes.
There you go.
So it is.
Did you know, I just found this out, a Perkins is also a measurement or a unit of measurement.
What?
For what?
In the Descent to Avernus, it has like the height of something and it says like 8 Perkins. And I was like, is this like 8 Chris Perkins stent? Or what's the?
I'm sure that's what it is.
I hope so.
Is it Avernus or Avernus?
Avernus.
Avernus, man, I don't know how to pronounce
anything.
If you go on D&D Beyond, they've like hired Matt Mercer and Marisha Ray to like say everything out loud.
Fuck.
So you can listen to them do clips of all the monster names and place names. Yes. It's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
That's fine.
Wait, what is it? Genasi? Genocide?
Genasi.
Genasi.
No, it's Hennessy, okay, girl.
I love that.
It's probably Githyanki, right?
I believe so.
I just can't. I don't know why, but my brain's like, no,
don't say
I don't like
Yankee.
That
sounds
bad.
Githyanki.
Githyanki.
All Githyanki.
That sounds
Yankees
like country as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, American Yankees. Yankee. That's Githyanki. We did that.
Nice.
Sorry, world.
So you went to Sigil, and it is a weird ass place, and you can't teleport there. So Eliwick had to make a strange illegal contraption.
Yeah. So you can teleport there. It's just not quite. Kosher.
You're not supposed to.
Not supposed to. Also, we don't know where the other end of it is, which we'll deal with later.
It's fine. it's here somewhere. Like, technically, it's got to be here.
It's got to be technically.
Somewhere.
We'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got jumped by a Githyanki in his skittering horrors.
What was his name, Michael? Did we even hear it?
Oh,
you didn't ask. You were too busy killing
what
him.
What was his serial number?
Yeah, can we pull out his wallet?
He doesn't have a wallet.
And we go to his family home and inform his family of what we've done.
I killed your son. He fucking sucked.
There's a picture of his wife and children in his wallet.
Your dad's dead.
They had it taken at a JCPenney photo center.
Except that his two little kids are holding like little tiny centipedes when they were puppies.
I feel so bad now. Oh no. I'm a vegetarian. What? I don't. What did I do?
We're monsters.
Yick.
Well, damn.
Girls' night.
Girls' night.
Just girl things.
His name was Bill Githyanki. He's not a...
It was really on the nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here you are. You're sitting in an alley that's full of
dead things.
Centipede guts and I guess Githyanki guts.
I'm injured. I'm bleeding from the
neck.
Yeah,
you took a real knock.
I did.
I took about 50 points of damage as well. So
I'm down to 65 hit points.
Oh, are people hurt? I have some stuff if anybody's, and she's like goes and wrestles into a fanny pack and she starts pulling out bars that had the word cliff on them with two F's and they've been crossed out and it says Ellie on them.
Ellie bars! Eludra, blood spurts from between her fingers. She's like, I think I could use one of those.
Okay. Anybody else need healing? A snack.
Race is still laying on her back with like her arms spread wide. She's like, oh, that was great.
I think you look fine.
I think she just nutted.
Oh no, I am definitely hurt.
Oh, okay.
Eckhart Dayhammer goes, by the grace of Rhaegar, I am uninjured.
Okay, bud. Well, you want to spend some, magic or just going to wave that around just all day?
I can lay hands upon someone.
Oh, please don't. Okay, well, why don't, if we have 10 minutes,
minutes.
You want to take a little break, go into this alley, maybe I can...
Yeah.
I can whip something up.
Is it a short rest?
No, it's Prayer of Healing, which takes 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. I can go ahead and cast this at 5th level. So that's going to be 78.
There is no alley here that is safe. Just as a note.
I mean, I feel pretty good about our chances based on what I just saw in the last 12 seconds.
What could go wrong?
I don't know. We want to risk it for a biscuit, and I hold up a biscuit.
Yes.
I can lay some hands on people, too.
Okay.
Because I don't think that takes as long.
No, it's instant. Yeah.
It seems fairly empty.
Oh, okay. I'll keep watch, then, if you want to.
More blood spurts from Eludra's neck.
Okay. Let's do some prayer. Let's risk it.
Heal me up.
Okay. All right. So,
all
and
right,
I
roll
can...
initiative.
What?
Rude. Because with this, I can get everybody
Ooh.
At once, and it'll be 8d8 healing.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's why 10 minutes. So let me roll this. I mean, do we make it, Michael?
Hold on.
Oh, so rude.
You make it.
Yay! Okay. So everybody is going to get 47 points of healing.
Damn, I'm back to full.
47? Nice.
Yep. And so basically she hands you all Ellie bars and she's like, okay, but wait. And she has to lay them out like on a cedar board that she is carrying with her. She unwraps each one and then sprinkles something over the top. And she's like, no, okay, so they have to marinate? And she's like, oh, God. We're in this foul place, and we could really use a snack.
Could you have not started the marinade before the prayer of healing?
I'm sorry. What? Who's saying that?
It is I, Eckhart Dayhammer.
You know what? You need to chill. But...
Your mise en place is on point.
Okay, this is so nice. Eludra takes her flask of rosé out and takes a big swig.
Well, thank you, Your Majesty. And Ellie will pull at an edge of a coverall.
Like curtsy.
Like a pocket, like, yay.
Do the Ellie bars do anything? Do they heal?
Her magic sort of, I'm imagining it works sort of like through things and mechanical happening. So eating the bars. Yeah. So eating the bars is the prayer of healing.
Oh! By the confusion of Rhaegar, I misunderstood. And now I feel foolish.
That's why I needed to marinate them.
Rhae eats hers while continuing to lay down. And when she kind of finishes off, she does one of those things where she kicks up and stands up without using her hands.
Yes. It's like the best.
Yes, I'm ready to go. I am warmed up. And she kind of points around, like, spins in a circle, pointing at all the dark corners and is like, you've been shown! This is what happens!
I believe you. You look ready.
I am ready to go, she says, and she's like pumping her arms in the air.
What was in those bars?
The love of Gond.
I can taste it.
And a little bit of gold. Just a little bit of gold.
So you know that... Adira is supposed to be at the Bronze Toad.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is nearby, correct?
You don't know.
Rhae, haven't you been here before? Do you know?
I have. I mean, I don't spend a ton of time in the Hive. It's a good place to get your head knocked in, but I can ask someone, she says, and she spots down a tout.
A what now?
A tout.
A tout.
Someone, you know, a tout.
What's a tout?
No. What is that?
Sigil has tons of them. They're like street urchins and stuff like that that can know the city and you pay them to take you places and blah, blah, blah.
That is a thing that I read today when I was researching.
Go. So I spot down the closest young person that I see and I point straight at them.
Hey, teen.
Hey, you. Hey, you, she says.
Hey, what do you need? You look like you're not from here. Are you the Clueless? Are you a bunch of primes? Is that it?
Are you asking if we're the cast of Clueless?
Listen, we're cool. Can you just show us to the, hey guys, where are we going again?
Bronze Toad.
Oh, you don't want to go to the Bronze Toad. That's a terrible place.
I'm sorry. Did we ask for where you thought we wanted to go? I'm pretty sure the lady asked for directions to the Bronze Toad.
Whoa. I'm a tout. You're a bark. let's ease it up a little bit.
Imagine this child is like 8 years old talking like that.
Yeah.
He's an 8-year-old, 47, middle-aged Danny DeVito. Yeah.
What does this kid look like? Like, what is it?
So it is, let's say, a halfling.
Okay.
A young, small halfling. He's got a propeller beanie hat on, and he's got a big lollipop.
The worst.
Not prepared for that.
And he's like, give me 100 platinum and I'll show you where the shitty place is.
Oh my God, you're fucking ridiculous. We need to hire another one for three gold.
Oh, fine. Go ahead. Good luck not getting stabbed in the back.
I point at the next tout. All right, we'll go ask someone else.
You're gonna regret it. You're gonna wind up in an alley without your kidneys.
You only need one anyway.
I point to the body on the ground.
I'm sorry, do you work here?
Do I work here?
Why does everybody want to give us just unfound advice about where we are?
I mean, I'm trying to work here, but apparently you're too good for my services.
Oh, that's one thing that we should all note. There's not really any police around here or, like, you know, guards, nothing. And I grab this kid by the scruff of the neck and I, like, lift him straight off the ground so we're face to face.
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy, where's the bronze toad?
I dropped my lolly.
My lolly pop.
Oh, no,
can I
my
step
lolly.
On it and crush it?
My lolly.
Girl's night.
Who's gonna flick his propeller beanie? I can't reach it.
Oh, come on. I'm being bullied by a bunch of Berks.
I was gonna say, are we as grown-ass women bullying a child?
Yeah, I believe that's what's happening.
I think we're bullying a child.
Okay, what if it was actually like a 70-year-old dressed as a kid?
It's a real orphan situation, yes. Where it is actually...
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Roll insight.
Oh, boy, okay, I can do that thing. Oh, I rolled a 20.
Moist.
Yeah. You realize he's way heavier than he should
be. Oh,
I shake him up and down a little bit.
He turns into a 47-year-old bearded man.
We knew it.
All right, fine. Christ, whatever that means.
We'll give you 1 gold for taking us to the Bronze Toad. 1 gold.
1 gold. Oh, you're treating me so well, Your Grace. What do you think, you're the queen or something?
Yeah, she actually is.
Okay.
Eluders just goes like completely zen. And looks over at Jayla.
Jayla just, like, gives her a look, closes her eyes, and nods at her. It's happened 3 times in their relationship where Eludra has given her that look. She knows what it means.
I think Eludra's gonna walk up and pop him in the jaw.
Yay.
Yes.
Eludra pops him in the jaw.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, first my lolly, and now you're popping me in the jaw.
You're a gross little man, and you're going to take us to the Bronze Toad.
Roll intimidation.
Oh, my intimidation's so bad.
Can she roll with advantage? Because I want to kind of like rest my metal wrench like on his foot, and it starts to glow very hot because I can summon fire. Mm-hmm. Just...
I feel like we're pretty intimidating right now.
Absolutely roll with advantage.
Okay, well, bad news.
No.
I rolled a 2 and then I rolled a 7. And do you want to know what my...
Oh, no, it's a minus, isn't it?
I hope it's like a minus 1.
It's a minus 1. So I got a 6.
What if instead of slapping him, you just tenderly caress his cheek?
Your Majesty, I
Oh my God.
Maybe somebody else should
Jayla, can you take this?
Yeah.
I'll do it for 100 gold. How about
can
that?
Can I go up and just punch him? Like just like straight jaw into tooth punch him.
You can.
I don't wanna like non-lethal.
Non-lethal punching.
Yeah, you punch him in his other jaw. You roll intimidate.
Okay.
I feel like this is gonna go better than mine.
Maybe.
You know, we're a level 19. We can destroy people in 12 seconds, but this guy.
Ooh.
Motherfucking nat 20.
Oh, boy. Oh, dude, you're gonna fucking die tonight.
Oh, and whenever I leveled Jayla, she got as strong as she can be, and she got a little bit hotter, but that little bit of hotness, in this case, helps my intimidation, so I got a 24 intimidation. Mm. So she's like,
hot scary.
Yes.
Whoa, I've seen that look before, and it spells death. So you over here, and he points at Luigi, he's like, you look like you've got a gentle soul, but this one is scary as hell.
And Ludra looks at Jayla with hard eyes like, I know.
I'll take the gold piece. Thank you.
Flick it at him. It's on the ground.
Okay. He's like, where's this from?
Don't worry about it.
It's got a dwarf lady on it.
This is the stupidest man. I hate him. He's my enemy.
I hate this man, but I also want him to be in the background of all of our future adventures.
With the hat, the spinny hat.
Yeah, he is still wearing the propeller hat.
Every minute he takes a lick.
Oh, he's eating the dirty lollipop from the ground. What a nasty little man.
He's got like a 40 in a paper bag, and he like pours it over the lollipop.
Oh, God.
He's like, that's better.
Old English lollipop.
So it's actually pretty close. It's like a 20-minute walk.
Of course.
It's right behind us.
Yeah.
He does, yeah, he's like, it's right there. That's way funnier than what I was. But he takes you through like a couple alleys and around a couple things. He's like, you don't want to go that way. You definitely get killed.
Okay.
Oh, you're pretty scary. I'm sorry. You know, I get it, but just trying to save you some time or whatever.
Fair enough.
Okay, keep walking. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And you get to a ramshackle tavern with a sign outside with what maybe at one point was a bronze toad on it.
Mm. Does now it just look like a bronze pile of shit or something? Like worn enough?
It looks like a brown toad now.
Oh.
Wow.
Should we
charming
bust up in here all together or like send in an advance, like check it out situation?
Well, I mean, probably the queen of the dwarves, wouldn't it be too subtle? But assassin, like Ray, I don't know. But you've been here before. Okay, well, I don't want to volunteer myself, but...
To be fair, Sigil connects to hundreds, you know, thousands of other worlds. There's actually probably a lot of queens in the city at the moment. Just kind of...
Well, maybe let's just roll in. Maybe let's just, like, pretend we're here for the weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
But we'll be cool about it. Like, yeah, yeah. Hey, road trip, sigil.
Yes. Girl, little girl's weekend to sigil.
Yeah, just a little, like... We're looking to get crazy, maybe, but not too crazy.
We're going to ask if they've got what their White Claw special is.
Yeah, some hard seltzer.
Is that why you let me on this podcast? Because I like White Claw?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's why you're allowed.
All right, fair.
We get the drink that comes in a giant glass and you four straws.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
If it's not a fish bowl.
Scorpion bowl.
Let's just roll in.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Let's
we
do it.
We kick the door open. Whatever music is playing slows down. Doesn't stop. Slows down. Wind out of nowhere starts blowing our hair.
But in a good way. So from inside the tavern back, the wind blows. Yeah, yes.
The door is wide enough so all four of us can walk shoulder to shoulder.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Except I'm so small. So I'm...
Me too. So it's okay. We're in the middle.
We're in the middle. Maybe in the front.
The soft nougaty center.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And Eckhart Dayhammer's like carrying her luggage or something.
I keep forgetting he's here.
I definitely forget he's with us.
I've been here the whole... I'm 6'5" and wearing plate armor.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen my sword? It's gigantic.
Oh, we've all seen it.
All right, yeah, there's your sword. There it is. I don't think anybody here cares. So just like... this is a note.
I don't feel good about myself anymore.
Read the room, buddy.
We're just mean-girling at
by the crushed ego of Rhaegar, this has not been a good day for me.
Just really fucking owning him.
Oh my God. This is so much fucking fun.
I feel like already I know that we have to do this
again.
Yeah, no,
we have to. Yeah.
This could be a recurring special side thing.
New Patreon content. Yeah. Goyle's night.
So you bust in.
Hell yeah.
And it is not nice inside. It is dingy as heck. There's a few tables. Only one of them has a couple drow. Actually, I think it's like three drow sitting there drinking something out of what looks like dirty glasses. And behind the bar is a bartender who is also a beholder.
Wow.
They don't have hands. How?
There's a glass and a rag floating in front of him, and one of his eye stalks is like pointed at it, and it seems to be cleaning itself.
This I think the drinks are going to have eyeball juice in them.
Do eyes carry disease? Oh, it doesn't matter. Never mind.
I'm a paladin.
They call me Conjunctivitis Joe. Welcome to my bar.
I'm sure we'll sterilize it. It'll be fine.
Ellie will slide up to the bar, being very casual, as we decided upon. Four alcohols, please.
You don't look like you belong here.
Ah, excuse me. Are you going to tell me where I belong, sir or madam?
I think I just did.
Wow. I will.
My name's Jenny. Nice to meet you.
Oh, night.
Okay, Jenny. Well, I have good coin. And coin buys you anything and anywhere. So four alcohols, please. Preferably with crazy straws.
Yes, we're all out of crazy straws.
Well, I will take small paper umbrellas instead.
I was going to say he shakes his head, but just his entire globulous body
swishes
back and forth. And four glasses float over, and a dusty bottle floats over from under the bar, and cork pops out, and some brown liquid gets poured into each of the glasses.
Wonderful. Thank you. I truly believe this is the best you could do. And I will put a few coins, gold coins, on the bar.
While this is happening, can Aludra do a perception check in the bar to see if she sees an Adira-like figure anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
God, I cannot. I'm really back in Aludra mode. Cannot roll for shit right now.
Gotten right into the... into the swing of things.
I really have. I got a 15 total. I rolled a 4.
You don't see anyone else in here other than the drow and the beholder named Jenny.
Jenny the beholder.
Could I do a perception check or something to see if I could find other thieves that I could cant to?
Mm. You can, yeah, sure.
Okay. Plus 5, so that's 20.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you notice that there's a stairway that goes up to a second level, which you assume is where rooms are, like
yeah.
where people stay. But it doesn't. You don't think that the drow are thieves, and there's no one else here.
Right. Can we slide into a table?
Yeah, I think we need to do some planning and maybe some sneaky.
I got so many drinks for everybody. They did not have paper umbrellas. Unfortunately, I'm going to shoot eyes back over at the bartender.
All of its eyes narrow.
Ellie is the least subtle individual in the world.
No, Ellie, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eludra grabs the drink and just knocks it straight back. You know, I'll get us a refill, know?
Yeah.
That way we just don't have to worry about it. Like,
oh, yeah.
God
yeah.
gave you two hands for a reason, babe.
Oh, that's
gotta love
cute.
Her. She's so right. Okay.
It's not good.
The drink?
The drink.
Does it get
but
you
it
drunk?
Is alcoholic.
Oh,
okay.
My favorite kind.
I did order that. So
yeah, to be fair, you didn't specify good alcohol. So
it's a girls' weekend. It's fun to drink bad alcohol.
Yay!
Give us well.
We want box wine.
Midori shots.
Oh no!
Eckhart's like, I didn't want a drink, so that's okay.
Oh, Eckhart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a paladin. I don't.
I'd actually give Eckhart my drink. I. She doesn't want a drink because she thinks that at any point they're gonna have to stab someone.
Stabby stab.
No, really. Rhaegar forbids it.
Oh.
Why do you follow that then?
He is my guiding light.
Oh, cute.
I don't know. My guiding lights kind of forbade me from doing things, and I'm fine.
My guiding light is pretty chill with whatever, so I guess.
Have you ever considered getting a chill guiding light?
Yeah, there's like a whole list. If you're interested, you know, just like...
Ray kind of puts one of the blades up to her cheek and like caresses it. It's like, my guiding light just lets me do whatever I want.
And you should.
Live your truth.
By the unwavering faith of Rhaegar, I'll pass.
Okay.
I like that we're trying to deconvert Eckhart Dayhammer right now. So, it does not seem like Adira is... here, but we heard that she was around, so I don't know if we should, like, I don't know, chat up people.
There are stairs going upstairs. They probably got some rooms up there.
Should we get a room for the night and maybe see?
Could get a room.
I mean,
I was gonna say we could pretend like we were looking for the bathroom and went to the wrong place, but
oh, that's
getting a room's even better.
Pretend to drink a lot and then we have to go. As a pack
yeah.
to the bathroom.
Pretending to drink a lot.
I don't know that my performance is that good.
So maybe we should, one of us can ask the beholder to get a room.
Jenny.
Sure, I can go up with you. If
okay, let's go.
You're getting refills, right?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, ask. You go. Oh, we'll go like hand in hand. We can
yeah,
pretend
yeah.
to be like a little.
We're like putting it on, but we're like really enjoying it at the same
yeah.
time. We're like exaggerating, but having a good time.
What can I get you?
Well, if you could get us another round, let's say 6 shots. And then do you have rooms in this establishment that we can stay in? We're having a little bit of a girls' weekend. And I think we're going to get pretty crazy, so it's probably be better, just safer, if we just go ahead and get rooms for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all booked up, sorry.
Is there maybe someone who's checking out in the morning?
Yeah, like...
Nope.
Maybe like a really hot goth lady.
A really hot goth lady?
Yeah.
That one that's not my wife, a different hot goth lady.
And not the one that's over there, too.
Yeah.
We point back to Ray.
She's waving.
I've got a type.
Sorry, can't help you.
Okay.
Why don't you just finish up these drinks and go?
Why?
Oh, well, okay.
We're all out of liquor.
Fine.
That's an awful place to be for an establishment like this.
Yeah, bad way to run a bar.
Times are tough.
Okay, well.
Can I would like to, Michael, here's a throwback. Sense motive. Let me insight this bitch.
I'm wearing a beholder shirt, so I feel personally betrayed. Just as a note.
Very fucked up of the beholder to do this to us.
Oh, shit. I got an 11. Mm-hmm. So let's see where that gets us.
You can't get a good read on her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Honey, I don't know. Maybe they should. Or.
You don't see any bottles.
Yeah. God,
there's no bottles.
Maybe they are out. What if we just went up and we beat someone up and took their room?
Mm-hmm. Or like maybe like let's act like we're leaving, but then we go around the back and like sneak in the back way. And maybe,
you know, we like to sneak in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, while all this is going on, can I use, while he's distracted, to sneak upstairs and use my stealth?
That's a great idea.
You can roll stealth.
Yeah. Leave our dumbasses at the bar, please.
While we're annoying the bartender.
I'm sitting with Rhaegar. You're welcome, everybody.
Really taking one of the team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for hosting the tag along.
It's Eckhart, but we're all sitting with Rhaegar.
I'm sorry, what?
Rhaegar is within all of us.
You should really wear some kind of name tag, because you're super forgettable.
I feel like I'm being mean to Matthew Morris right now.
I know.
I'll see him tomorrow and I'll tell him how mean we were to him.
I think he'll appreciate
you
it.
You know, I'm basically new here, so I got no stakes. I'm going to be mean.
Oh my God.
Michael, how is a 32 stealth do for you?
Whoa.
I'll tell you in a second.
I guess she is a beholder that... Probably has pretty good perception.
Got a lot of eyes.
Does a beholder get a perception for each set of eyes it has?
I feel like it should.
No, Michael, that's overpowered.
That's too much power.
I mean, I don't make the rules.
How about just no?
No.
No.
Oh, it does have plus 12 to perception.
Roll low.
What?
Because it has so many eyeballs.
But what did you roll? You rolled a... What did you roll?
32.
Ooh. All right, well, I just have to get a 20.
Don't say that. It'll happen.
I got the opposite
you know
of
what?
A 20.
Yeah.
You fool.
Luck is on my side.
Yeah, so he does not notice you at all.
Mm. Okay. It's because the railing has, like, a high side, and I like get real close and I like almost like snake my way up the stairs.
You get to the third step and you feel a hand on your shoulder.
What? I have a 32 stealth.
One of the drow at the table.
Oh shit.
Rude.
Has looks at you and goes, "You can't go up there."
Hey, I thought this was an inn and there are rooms up there.
You are not welcome up there.
Are you the bar's proprietor?
No, I'm security.
Can I see if he's lying or not?
Sure.
So they do work here, just to be clear. The first NPCs who actually do work here.
So I got a 19.
For what? For...
Oh, that's a good question.
Insight?
Yes, insight.
You get the feeling that this is not much of a tavern and more of a...
Oh.
This is like a front?
Yes.
Like a mafia front situation?
I think that she is canny enough to understand what's going on. And then was like, oh, that drink went straight to my head. I was looking for the bathroom and kind of come on right back down.
Roll deception.
Oh, no. That's not great. I rolled a 20.
He goes, "If you want to take a piss, you have to do it outside."
Oh,
Like an animal? No, thank you, sir, she says. It goes right back to the table. So I'm going to slide into my seat, and I assume that Jayla and Aludra are back.
They're back.
Yeah.
You now notice that the drow are definitely just kind of like looking at you.
Okay, so I'm going to like really play up the like, woohoo, party weekend, but under my breath say, this place is definitely a front for something super shady.
Yeah, they wouldn't serve us anymore, so I think we should leave.
Yeah.
But watch what's going on.
Upon hearing all of this, Ellie is going to spin around like in the vinyl little seat and like pop up like a child does, like over your meal, like from the opposite table and sort of glare at the drow.
Sorry, she's an angry drunk.
Michael, how tall is the building? Is it, would you say, standard 10 foot to the next floor?
Yeah. Like it's the way this whole place is, it's like they ran out of space and they just kept building stuff up. There's like this building is maybe like 3 or 4 stories, but it seems like then there's like another building on top of it.
Could we though, basically, I mean, Ellie is a gnome. She's good with things. Maybe she has a foldable ladder. We could climb to the next level and just maybe open a window and get into someone's room and be upstairs.
I do have several things on my person. Surely a significant amount of ropes. But if it does interest anybody, I can literally level this whole street block and probably just take care of the problem if that's like interesting to anyone.
Oh.
Excuse me?
Oh, wow.
Tell me more.
Oh, no. Okay. So I brought this device. It's amazing. So essentially, it's this little thing. It literally makes the earth quake. Isn't that amazing?
Maybe that's really wonderful, Ellie, but maybe let's keep it in our back pocket.
What do you... Oh, I mean, it
is... Just not yet.
Okay.
Maybe not just yet.
That's how you're the majesty.
I just wouldn't necessarily kill multiple people on Monday.
I mean, the intention would be to destroy the building. If people happen to get hurt in the process, that's actually, I'm not liable for that. I actually have, here, let me show you my union contract.
I totally understand where you're coming from, but, you know, I also, listen, Jayla, she has certain needs, and I think that if we make this too easy, then it won't be the ideal weekend for her. So, you know.
Got
isn't
it.
That, you know, you see what I'm saying? No. Isn't that right? Uh-huh. It'll be, like, kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we don't murder, like, as much as we can this weekend, like, why did we even leave?
Like, what is even the point?
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Aludra is, like, having a face like, oh, I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by murder. My beautiful murderous wife.
I have a few different options for you, but I can definitely get us up. If you need to go high up in the air, can absolutely do that for you. Just let me know. It will be loud and noticeable.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I just remembered I have fucking flying boots. And I can just carry of you up.
Right. But other options Ellie could do. She has a rope of climbing, which is basically like a magic rope that will do anything. I can grow a beanstalk outside.
Love that.
Because I bought a bag of beans because Michael said rare or less. I was like, well. I also have a folding boat.
Wait,
I know that's not
helpful.
Is it the
bag of beans?
Yeah, it is.
Lonnie has those. Yay! They're super fun. I've never used them yet, but they're great.
Super fun. I mean, I can always planar shift again, but I don't think that works here.
You can't teleport here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do any of that business.
So, I mean, animated ropes.
We got a lot of good
normal
shit.
Normal ropes. Earthquake. I don't know. Like, you tell me, I'm here for you. I'm your forge cleric. I make things happen.
I mean, animated rope sounds like it was made for this exact situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. It's an uncommon rope that telepathically does whatever you want it to do. So it'll like move and shake and like go rope climbing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's leave now. And I've got several plans you may choose from to select how we may ascend above this this level.
May I suggest the earthquake?
I prefer the earthquake plan, but others seem to not. So I don't.
Well, I just don't want to be responsible for any more deaths than I already am. So what was this about a rope that you were talking about?
Yes, if you are interested, I have something, a rope of climbing, which I invented myself. It is not your standard rope of climbing, as you see. It is made in fun neon colors, and I'm going to, like, throw an electric pink, like, rope of climbing out of my bag. It's crazy. Just tell it where it needs to go, and essentially it can do so within 60 feet.
Sure. Well, I mean, let's just pick a window in the back, right? And
it does. Yeah. Someone want to pretend they've got to throw up.
That alcohol was so bad.
It is time for all of us to barf.
I must do a purge.
come, friends. Let us go to the back.
Goodbye, barkeep. We're going to barf outside of your establishment.
Yeah, no tip? All right.
I gave you quite enough for that shitty alcohol. I mean, yay!
Okay, so we go to the back.
Yeah.
You do notice there are a couple... roll perception for me. Oh. Let's not get crazy.
That's like a 29.
Oof, boy.
I got a 20.
All right, so you do definitely realize that there are a couple guards around back. More drow.
They gotta go.
Ray is looking at Aludra with like big puppy dog eyes.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Oh.
Can I?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just get right at?
Yes. Go for it. Go for
it. Yeah. And she.
Yeah.
She. Can I? I want to like stealth right up behind at least one of them.
Okay. Are you? You're gonna jump these dudes?
Oh hell yeah.
There's two drow bros.
Should we like do it like Ray gets one and like maybe Jayla gets the other?
Yes.
Like at the same
time. Yes.
Just to keep either of them from like, you know, sounding the alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit me with a stealth check.
Oh boy. Did I roll 27?
Woof. Okay.
Do I have to make one too?
Her stealth is so good that I'll give you advantage on your stealth check.
Damn.
Oh, thank God, Michael. Okay, I rolled a 17 plus 8, so not terrible.
That's great.
Actually good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, that's respectable for someone wearing real armor.
Oh. Clank, clank, clank.
I envisioned, like, Ray coming up one side of the tavern and Jayla coming up the other side of the tavern. Like, they peek around the corner and, like, see each other and then give each other, like, a yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The time is now. Murders on the horizon.
Y'all just tell me what happens, because those are good rolls.
Just do it.
Mirror image. They both, like, one leg and like, sneaking up behind it, like, plastered against the back of the building. And I want to just, like, get behind this guy and put one sword right through his neck.
Michael, we never resolved this. Do I still have the dagger?
Ooh.
It was the Raven Queen's dagger.
Yeah.
Are you still...
No! I gave that bitch up. But okay. Maybe I kept her dagger.
You definitely still have the dagger, but it is not... It is no longer imbued with the power to kill at the... I mean, it still kills real good.
That's fine.
But not as magically.
I pick out the dagger and I say, now you kill for me. And at the same time that Ray goes and slices... You said cuts his throat?
Oh, I'm doing like stab right through.
Oh, just right through.
Like right through.
Ooh, yeah. So Jayla does it too, and the tips of their sword and dagger just barely... Yeah.
I think I hate this, but also it's amazing.
All right, two drow guards slumped down dead at your feet.
And we give an air five to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arm pumping and like, yeah.
Everything silent. We're doing our like touchdown dances.
Yeah. But very quietly.
We would get penalized for showboating.
Yeah, you really would. Mm-hmm.
But not on Girls Absolutely. Weekend.
Yeah.
You get additional points.
There we go.
Okay, so now what?
Let's rope it up.
Yeah. Ellywick's like, okay, I think we're good to go. To the nearest window. And as she speaks to this neon pink rope, it kind of like snakes up in the air of its own accord and begins to twist and coil into the most advantageous climbing position.
Nice.
So cool. Does it like make little steps basically?
Oh, yeah, because it's got 60 feet, so I'm assuming the highest window probably isn't more than 30 feet. So it's like,
you got some space, you got some room.
Yeah, it's making itself really like intricate and like twisting to whatever the surface is, you know, like the easiest rock climbing wall you can imagine.
Nice.
Excellent. Totally doing that for us.
You're the best.
I know.
You climb up and you peer through this first window, and there's a large half-orc, and he appears to be counting a big pile of gold.
Oh, boy. We gotta, like, really just, like, one-shot him.
Or can we look in the next window?
Oh, yeah.
Because we could probably just ignore him for now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but Carly's like, there are 27 windows. Maybe another?
Like, nerd.
Oh no, it's catching in Eludra's all about the murder now.
It's a bonus action to command the rope to do whatever I want, so
I feel like you could just fly from window to window.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like you just like sit down on it and it just like moves you up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it totally does. It's like
All right, roll a perception. Everyone roll a perception.
Okay.
I hate not having dice on me.
17.
I got a 14.
17 also.
I got a 26.
Thank God.
You look through the next window and you see a woman with her back to you.
Okay.
She has fairly short black hair and is wearing a very spidery dress. And she appears to be alone.
Okay.
Although you do notice movement from one of the back corners, sort of out of your view.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I duck down, so I'm not like looking in the window, and I do a lot of like baseball hand signals to the others. I was like, girl, here. And then I put my hands in front of my chest like boobs. And then
we understand.
I'm sorry. Wait, what do you mean, boobs?
She makes the baseball symbol or signal for hot goth.
Yeah, I do that. I it's like pretend to do a little spider, like incy weensy spider across my hand, and then I keep pointing at the window.
A loader's like nodding, like yes, that's her.
Like this is some elf shit. Like what?
So. Okay, so we're on the rope. We see Adira, but we see movement in the corner. Should we just, like, should we barrel in or try to snatch her from the room or, like,
sleep? Does anyone know how to make people sleep?
Well,
I just lay down and think of the most boring thing I could do.
I think she needs to make other people sleep.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Guys, I really need a nap right now.
To be fair, Jayla has an 8 intelligence, so.
Well, she dumb. Okay.
Oh my god, Ray has a 9 intelligence.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Ellie's like looking up at all of you like, what? Okay,
how are you alive? Let's have a quick power-up.
And she's like, let's climb down the rope a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if this chick is as powerful as you all seem to think she is... Whatever. We probably can't do a sleep thing. But if you want, I can make somebody ethereal for a time to get in there and get the drop on her. I feel like several people in this group might be particularly well suited to do that.
Perhaps a stealthy one.
A stealthy approach.
Oh, I was gonna say you, Eludra, because you are an angel upon this earth.
Oh, that's really sweet, but I don't think that's the right choice. You know that I'm very, I have very big bones, and I just think I'm going to clink and I'm going to clank, and it's going to be too much.
I mean, well, literally, you'll be in another plane, so they actually can't hear you.
Oh.
Rey is behind all you guys watching you fight, like bouncing from foot to foot, back and forth, like, pick me.
Maybe we should send her in.
Maybe we should send the assassin in. That feels like a good move to me. I don't know. Do you
By the stealthy foot of Rhaegar.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
What about Eckard Dayhammer?
You're at the bottom for a reason.
Why are you still here?
I'm helping.
I thought you were holding the rope. Go hold the rope.
I'm a member of the Circle of Seven, the most powerful group in the multiverse.
Wait, hold on. He's pretty strong.
You're so cute. No, you just...
Are you buddies with her?
She's also a member of the Circle of Seven. We were longtime partners, so I kind of have a personal vendetta with this whole thing where she backstabbed us.
Yeah, I don't really trust you in this. Like, maybe she might talk you into something else. You should just chill.
Eckhart, how about let's let Ray go in first?
Yeah.
If that doesn't work out, then you can go in.
Yeah, for sure.
Second wave.
Come on, coach, put me in.
We need to not murder her.
Why?
Oh, no, we're not gonna murder.
I don't think Rey does things other than murder.
No, that's really judgmental.
Look at her.
Okay, but I am the court's assassin, so he does have a point.
I think he might have a point. She really, look at her. Look at her face. She really wants to do murder.
She's
right now.
She's picking her teeth with her dagger.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to pull a queen rank right now.
Okay.
And I suggest we send in Eckhart first, and then Rey as a backup. That's my recommendation.
Fine.
Okay. Okay.
This is a good plan.
Yeah, I bet so. Too bad your god didn't give you this ability. I guess I will. Okay.
Wow. You're really throwing some shade on Rhaegar. My guiding light.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a cleric. I'm just here to spread the good word. And your word is a little weird. So, but whatever. Climb up here. Come on. And I'm gonna get my rope and I'm gonna literally make it in a U-turn because he's at the bottom. So I'm gonna make it in a U-turn to like get him up towards where I am. And I'm gonna give him a look. And then I'm gonna touch him on his shoulder, and basically I'm going to cast Etherealness on him, which is a 7th level spell. So essentially when this happens, he actually goes into the ethereal plane for a time. So as he moves, that's cool. It lasts up to 8 hours. So whenever he chooses to get out of it, he can. But until then, literally no one can see him unless they can see into the ethereal plane for some reason.
Nice.
So he can pop out, do whatever he wants, so he can be as loud as he wants. Whatever.
Okay.
But while he's on that plane, he can't affect anyone else. So he would have to, like, pop out and do whatever he's going to do.
Okay. So the plan is that he's going to go in and talk to her?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think that he wants to be like, what the hell? And, like, grab her in some way.
But also, that's such a waste.
What if he drags her out the window? What if he just drags her out the window?
I don't think he will, though. I feel like he's going to go in and be like, by the power of Rhaegar.
I feel like this is a bad plan.
Yeah, like...
I mean, if you want me to drag her out the window, I can.
Do that.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Eckhart, do that. Yes. Don't kill her. Drag her out the window. She's coming with us.
Do I really need to cast a 7th level spell to make you do that?
Yeah, maybe don't. Maybe just let him drag. Maybe let him just drag
it on his own
power.
Maybe you should just go in there and fight everyone. I don't know.
Adira is very powerful.
Yeah, I know.
But
what?
I do believe that I could best her in a single combat.
Oh, yeah. No, you should do that.
Good luck, buddy.
Okay, so tell me exactly what's happening.
Tell me what it looks like when Eckhart Dayhammer dies.
The queen needs to tell me what to do, because I'm just like...
I think that we're just going to let Eckhart go in of his own power. I don't think you need to expend a 7th level spell slot for him to drag her out. Because I think we're just trying to, like, scoop her and take her outside with us, and then we can, I don't know, take her back with us, I think is maybe the thought.
All right, so he is going in through the window, grabbing her.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling her back out.
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is perfect.
Oh, boy.
If I can, I would like to creep up towards the windowsill to get, like, eye-level view to potentially do things in the room while outside.
Tell me where you all are.
So we can form the animated rope to literally be a ledge right here. So if we all want to line up like right underneath that window and be like, to look in to cast spells, we can definitely do that.
And then like when Eckhart drags her out, we like immediately like cover her mouth so she can't scream. And then float back down to the ground.
Sure.
Well, he's going to, like, jump through the window. That is what he is doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
So I would like to, if I can, I would like to prepare cast animate objects when he gets in the room. So literally the furniture starts attacking whoever is, like, in the room.
I love
to
it.
To create a mad distraction. Right. I want a Beauty and the Beast this whole situation.
Yes.
Tale as old as time.
Which is... A cleric spell I get as a Forged Domain cleric. So, hell yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
Engage.
Lumiere this shit.
Bookcase, attacking whoever that shadowy figure is. We're just gonna go for it.
All right, so here's what happens.
Thank you. Tell us, Michael.
You're all watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, peeking.
Mm-hmm. Eckhart bursts in through the window.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Now, he does appear to try to use the flat of his blade, but he bursts in through the window in, like, one very, you know, athletic kind of... There's a certain grace to it.
Mm-hmm.
It is done well, and he sort of bursts through the window, rolls on the ground, his sword is out, he swings it, but, like, as soon as he's through the window, she is also sort of spinning on her heel. And he swings his sword, and it essentially bounces off of what seems to be some sort of field that is surrounding her.
Okay.
And what appears to be a small golden dragon comes flying out of the corner. She casts some sort of incantation, and Eckhart Dayhammer is gone.
What?
You think she mazed him. You've seen it enough.
Yeah, okay.
He gone.
Mace is the best spell.
What are you all doing?
Sniper. We're gonna have to sniper from the window, I think.
Yeah. Oh my god.
She's too powerful.
Yeah.
Roll perception for me as well, please.
Everyone?
Yeah, everybody.
I got a 27.
I got a 20.
I got a 21.
No, 17.
Yeah. Okay. So you notice that she does have some sort of invulnerability field around her, and then there's also a small stone floating above her head and sort of like circling around her.
Okay. Knock that stone. Knock that stone down.
Yeah, we should definitely hit attack that.
Yeah. Does anyone have like a throwing? Oh, Ray, could you?
Who's throwing?
I know. No, Ray has a bow and arrow also.
Oh, I nice. Have dispel magic. Do you
or
think
that? That sounds
more
useful.
Useful. Sorry, no, I'm new here. I don't.
So what are you doing?
I think that dispel magic sounded good.
I would love to pop up. You think I should go for the shield or the stone?
The stone.
Okay.
Stone. Definitely. I feel like something's up with that stone.
I'm going to go ahead and cast Dispel Magic at the stone. So, if it is a spell, if it's level, I think it's 3 or lower, it automatically fails. Otherwise, she has to go ahead and make a roll.
Okay. It is not a spell.
Shit!
Then I cannot dispel it. So, my spell fails.
Damn it.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say, I think that's an iron stone. But nice try. Mm. What does it do?
You're still gonna pay me, right? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm gonna, like, keep climbing back down.
She goes, Aludra, is that you? Jayla?
How the fuck she know it is? Aludra pops her head and I'm like, you got me.
She goes, what are you doing here? Why are you with him?
Oh, believe me, he's a tag along.
Yeah, we did send him in first just to let you know, get it out of your system, send him somewhere else. I mean, well, this is a pretty uncomfortable time, but you tried to kidnap Tom Harper, which was pretty unchill of you, so what the fuck?
I was keeping him safe.
But you also, like, defected from the circle of seven and, like, what's going on with you?
You don't understand.
Help me understand, then.
Okay. And then she starts mouthing something.
Uh-huh.
And blood comes spurting out of her mouth.
Rey is standing there with her bow drawn, looking from Aludra to Adira to Aludra. Is like,
She kind of reels a little bit, and the dragon sort of floats around behind her to kind of like steady her. And she spits, and she goes, "Those motherfuckers! Look, I can't tell you what's happening, but maybe I can show you."
Okay, please show us.
Don't you dare cut this goddamn episode off, Michael.
And that's where we end the episode.
Oh, Michael!
Damn it!
Oh my god, it's like not allowed by the laws of guests. Oh no! You have to kill me or tell me what's happening.
Remember this time Adira just fucking mazed Eckhart and Dayhammer, like, get out of here, you stupid.
Oh my god.
She's coughing up blood.
Anyway, thank you guys. This was a blast.
Yeah, this was super fun. Definitely got to do this crew again.
I mean, I'm so down.
Hey, well, I was thinking of running one of the Patreon games next that was all women, so.
Let's do it.
Hey, I mean, you know where to find me.
Level 19 characters.
You wouldn't need me. Thank you all for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeeklyInc or at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at Animated Me with the Easiest Threes.
I'm at C. Konowich on Twitter, or you can check out all of my writing and streams online at CelesteKonowich.com.
Hell yeah. Tim Lanning at Tim Lanning and at the Mike Bachman. Those chuckleheads will be back next week. We'll see where things go. It'll be fun.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? We'll make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished having the best girls plus Michael night ever, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Make sure to check out Brewforce and Venture Maidens.
Yeah,
but until next
you.
Week, keep it dicey.
Oh my god! Yay!
That was so fun!
Feels nice!
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.